New at the movies this weekend, Zero Dark Thirty, which is one of the films just nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. And Jessica Chastain has also been nominated as Best Actress for her performance in this tale of how the world's most wanted terrorist was tracked down and killed.
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
What part convinced you?
Her confidence.
Christian Toto, the assistant editor at Big Hollywood, told Dimitri he wants to push aside that political controversy.
There's so much to talk about the film, but I think from the nuts and bolts perspective, let's talk about the film itself, and it's terrific. It's a very long movie, like a lot of films that are coming out this time of the year, so just be aware of that as you settle into your seat. But it is a story about how U.S. forces track down Osama bin Laden. It's a lengthy story taking place over years and years, and of course, the film has to go quite a ways to kind of expand and to kind of tell that story without taking too many shortcuts. I'm sure there's some narrative hiccups along the way to kind of speed things and so it's not too grueling, but this is really kind of a procedural film. It's by the same creative team that gave us The Hurt Locker, Catherine Bigelow and Mark Boal. They're the director and screenwriter. They've done a pretty remarkable job here of kind of condensing this major big story into something that's compelling, that's intriguing, and it's fascinating all the same. And one of the reasons it is because Jessica Chastain plays a woman who is just obsessed with finding Osama bin Laden, and often to the detriment of her career and to the intrigue of her colleagues, who think that she's just mad for having this sort of ungainly passion towards her subject. She kind of goes on hunches. She follows leads that maybe don't need to be followed, but somehow along the way, she's determined to get the job done. This film is wonderful to watch. It's not very sensational. You don't have any sort of rah-rah moments. You don't have any kind of cutesy pieces of dialogue where the good guy U.S. soldiers say something sort of quirky or profound or even comical. It's a very no-nonsense production. That's one of the reasons why it's so effective. It feels real. It feels raw. And it's extremely compelling.
Talking about the length of the film, it's no mystery how it ends. And so we just are going to look at the process of getting to the point where they are breaking down the doors of Osama bin Laden's compound. But I've heard one criticism. Did they need to break down 15 doors to get to him when they could, you know, instead of just 9 or 5? And I don't mean that as a joke necessarily. Do they overdo it a little bit?
Well, you know, I think the hunt has been so grueling at that point, it didn't bother me as I was watching it. I mean, you almost wanted to keep it going at that point. You kind of endure this whole story. You've got to know these characters. You've seen the hunt. You've kind of found the minutiae so intriguing that by the time they get to the main event, you don't want it to end too quickly. So whether they took some creative license or that's the actual way it happened, we don't quite know. But from a storytelling point of view, I had no problem with it. And it was one of the movies, as long as it is, I wasn't too keen on it ending. I really was enjoying it that much up to that point.
Let's turn to a film called Gangster Squad. Just to name a few of the stars here, Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling, you've got Sean Penn, and many others that at the moment I can't think of, but is this a throwback to many decades ago, this movie?
You know, it is. You know, the director of this film did Zombieland. And I know this is a very different kind of movie, but Zombieland was a very affectionate look at a zombie genre. This is a very affectionate look at the mobster genre, but it's kind of also shot through the lens of modern storytelling, and that means a lot of violence, a lot of gruesome scenes, but there's a romance, there's a glamour, there's sort of the fashions and styles of the 1940s. It all kind of comes together in a pretty compelling fashion package. Yeah, the film stars Sean Penn. He plays a mobster who's trying to take over Los Angeles, and the good cops in the City of Angels don't want to let that happen, led by Josh Brolin. He does summon up a squad who kind of work beyond the boundaries of law. And while a lot of LA cop movies show the dark side, kind of the nasty side of when police officers don't follow the rules and regulations they should, here it's actually kind of a romantic way, and not a romantic in a coupling fashion, but sort of like these people will do whatever it takes to get the bad guys, and they want to protect their city, want to protect the innocents, and even if it means breaking the law and kind of bending the truth, they're going to do it. Of course, the cast is terrific here. Ryan Gosling is just a wonderful actor. He's so interesting. He puts on a bit of an affect here with his voice. It's a little bit of a softer tone, but it works quite well. Brolin is a square-jawed hero in the traditional sense, and although there are some flaws here, some of the scenes don't make a lot of sense, it's done with enough style, enough panache to make it work. One criticism I will say is, even though Penn is very compelling as the bad guy, he felt like he was acting. It felt like it was Sean Penn doing an over-the-top performance. So I don't think this is his finest hour. He's a great actor and is often terrific in movies. And he doesn't wreck the film by any means. But I wish he had done, maybe taken a slightly different approach. I think if he had dialed it down, it would have been even more powerful.
That's Christian Toto with Big Hollywood, who joined us via Skype. He recommends Zero Dark Thirty and Gangster Squad.